Good morning, I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Today's spotlight shines on Afro World Beat band Anye and the Messengers, that will be playing at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on Saturday, September 1st. I'm joined by percussionist Anye Onyemachi. Good morning, Anye.
Good morning, Anthony.
Tell us about your life's musical journey, what brought you to music, and the path that followed.
Well, originally I was born in Africa, Nigeria more specifically, West Africa. And village music, basically music starts from my mother's womb, where the rhythm, the drums, the singing, the chanting, just conversational sound of living and life is celebrated. So when you arrive to the earth, then you begin your journey.
And what inspired you to go to percussion specifically?
Well, I love all types of music. I played variety of percussive instruments, the African flute specifically, called Oja, and it's played in certain occasions or festivities. You don't find it here in the Western nations. And piano-like type instrument, we call it not birimbau, balafone, basically. So I play aspects of some instruments called balafone, also with almost like a piano. The percussion, drums, variety, bells and shakers is all very natural sounding elements for my abilities.
And what is the arrangement of your band? What musical instruments are featured?
We have trap set, keys, horn, powerful horn musicians, guitar. We have me on percussion, then also song, vocal.
And then what have been some memorable performances and travels in your career?
Where will I start? But we've once upon a time when I was involved with a project where I composed a video game. The whole idea was to transform the video game industry, bringing live music to the game and also introducing a way of peace and community to the games. So the music I composed during that time was a way of bringing, clearing our consciousness, bring justice and relaxation and love of life into this sort of music. So music composition is to allow us to find a way to connect with something much bigger than us, that the music plays us. We don't play the music. The music gives us an opportunity to experience a whole different dimension of sound and variety of instrumentations.
What advice do you have for people that are starting to get into percussion and other instruments?
It's very simple. I think the way we live our life, the way we interact, is all about energy. The way we walk and the way we move, the way we dance, and the words we choose to speak. We have a healthy conversation with another person. It's all musical orientation to how we create rhythm and sound. With that, movement and dance come with it. That form of expression authentically gives you a sense of who you are and what the connection you need to relate with in life and to others and the world.
It's beautiful. And is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
The Afrobeat music is authentic sound that it's roots of African ancient rhythms that people can come and celebrate and enjoy, a way, a place of release, dance, and community.
Again, I've been joined by percussionist Anye Onyemachi. We have been talking about the upcoming performance of Anye and the Messengers, happening Saturday, September 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Tickets are free for ages 10 and under, $7 for students, $10 in advance, and $15 at the door. For more information, visit sebarts.org. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.